No history of AA growth in Detroit can properly be recorded without mention of Sarah Klein. Sarah, although a non-alcoholic, has a very deep insight and understanding of the alcoholic problem. And as you heard mentioned in Archie's talk, it was very, very helpful to Archie in the beginning. In the beginning, when he needed a little help and encouragement. In those early days, there were no members to meet with Archie, and Sarah, in the first few meetings, held those meetings with Archie in his room on Merrick Avenue. I imagine, Sarah, that listening to Archie's talk that we just heard must bring back many memories to you.
Yes, indeed. But first of all, I have listened to the man who has done the things which I have been unable to do. God has allowed alcoholics the inestimable boon of bringing to them healing. God can work for an alcoholic only through another alcoholic. So I feel very humble when I hear, as I have just heard, the remarks of the story told by men who have done the all-important part of taking to God these people who needed him. And that has resulted in eventual healing for them. Now, Arch and the early men connected him with him was so busy in helping others that they really didn't think of many other things. True, they had to make a living, but this other work was all important to them. There were many developments that came out of these early efforts, developments which I think had a major part of importance in our lives, that is, the life of our city and our community. For as these men and women became healed of their alcoholism, they were returned to their places in the community. Also, the community became aware of what was helping and immediately tried in their way to help. For instance, the Detroit News offered its facilities of radio station WWJ. For a long time, we had weekly programs. Men and women talked over the air, not revealing their identities, but telling the story of their own sickness and of their eventual overcoming of that sickness. In that way, people listening in had a hope for themselves, and a great deal of our growth came from the radio programs. I think you'll be interested to know that at one point, a man, a colored man, was one day very dejected, sick, afraid of losing his job, afraid of losing everything because of his constant and heavy drinking. He listened to the radio program. It was always on Saturday evening. And he got some hope. At any rate, he sat down. He wrote a card to WWJ. At that time, the calls were being relayed to me. A man was sent to call on him. And the Paul of beloved memory, right away, accepted the AA program and founded what is now our interracial group, a very large group. And from its inception, it has been interracial. There has been no distinction of any kind. And that's the way it should be, because in it, one of the steps of AA is to carry the message to alcoholics. Without qualification, male, female, black, white, old or young, or rich or poor. Democracy is at work here, democracy in its finest sense, because all differences have been erased. The banker, the businessman, the laborer, the housewife, the society woman, and also the persons of all creeds and of all nationalities. Here we meet as one. And I repeat, we find democracy at its very best. Returning to our civic responsibilities, of which we became aware after alcoholism had been arrested. I watched the men and women of the early days of AA take their message into the penal institution, into the state hospitals, into the jail, into the mission. And out of those efforts, many, many despondent people, more despondent perhaps than the first men who had come into AA of their own volition. For many of these people had been committed by families or by various officials. I remember distinctly in the early days men going out to Jackson Prison. The book of AA was already in the prison library. And as inquiries were made by the inmates, the word came to us in Detroit of those inquiries. And men readily dropped their work and went out there, were allowed by the chaplain to hold meetings and to talk with men who were interested. Now that was true of other Michigan prisons too. It was also true of our Detroit houses of correction, to our state hospitals at Ypsilanti. And in a very short time, AA groups were formed in all those institutions. And every month at first, later on every week, men and women from the Detroit group went there, had meetings, told their stories, offered their help, gave their literature, and gave their names and addresses where men could find them at any time. It's good to think back of the few men that I distinctly remember who, on leaving Jackson Prison and coming to Detroit, first looked up the AA. Also, with the people who were, I suppose we would call them then mentally ill, but who had been afflicted with alcoholism in the state hospitals, they didn't progress too well, but the doctors in there learned of the therapeutic value of AA and had the men from Detroit come out, tell them about it. Patients recovered, where patients who were thought to be there for the rest of their lives were released. Others were released much earlier than had been hoped for. And that way, the wonder of it spread. As I say, these men and women who had returned to normal life had taken upon themselves all the obligations which they owed to their community. Of course, then the work was spread into the churches, and the ministers who had known nothing about it became aware of it and were able to do much more effective work in their counseling, particularly as it affected alcoholics.
Thinking back to those early men, though, it is amazing when you think that the things that they were permitted to do or able to do through arresting them to AA has probably touched so many lives, you know. So many people have been affected, just as you mentioned a moment ago, that you often wonder what would have happened to a lot of other people had not they been around, isn't that so?
Yes, that's very true. The first two men, they went from its constant and very severe alcoholism, and of course it had affected their home life and the members of their families very greatly. They went along uninterruptedly, though. They stopped the drinking. They got the vision of what God had done for them and what he expected them to do for others. Now, while sobriety is the single aim of the AA program, out of it, of course, comes the flowering of a new life. I like to think back to, this one man, for instance, who found sobriety, who at that time was not at all prosperous, But he went ahead, worked, got a small plant, a very small plant, and in that small plant he took a few members of AA, and they all worked very hard. I think they interrupted their work in their plant by having AA meetings, talking over their needs, and also in praise for their new help that had come to them. Well, in turn, that factory grew. It grew to a very, very large place, employed a great many people. And I like to remember that the man who started that factory took into his employ other AAs, also took into his employ men who were released from prisons and from hospitals, till it became, and it remained for years, a place that was manned almost entirely by people who had been sick the way he had been. They, in their way, became successful. They earned good money and were able to reestablish their home and became happy members of the community. I also like to remember the story of the man who had been married for a long time and had never had the children. At the time of coming into AA, or just before that rather, he had adopted a child. And the family seemed about to divide. And he came into AA, reconciliation took place, and behold, what happens to him? A baby. Never thought it could happen to them. But God gave them a baby of their own. And they are now flourishing, happy in every way, happy with their family. The father has been able to provide beautifully for them. The children are being finely educated. It's one of my pet stories. I speak of this now young girl as being our first AA baby. At any rate, out of all these happenings have come normalcy. Not expected in some of the cases, but it has come about. Independent, economic aid, joy in families, old feuds have been dissolved and broken. Men and women have made amends to their families, have taken their responsibility as fathers and as mothers and as citizens. And that I love to recall. I love to think about it. It's a great wonder. Personally, I have not seen it worked out in any other way in life. I've always been a church member. I still am. Somehow, AA has opened up a complete new area for me. I have seen God work in AA as I have never seen him work in any other way. And I think that our nation has been helped by the reestablishment of individuals and of home.